We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
That's four straight games, baby. Four straight wins for the Miami Heat. I was about to say Miami Heat. That's some Haitian-ass shit to say. But for the Miami Heat, that's four straight wins, man. Like, you can talk about fool's gold wins. You can talk about, beating bad teams. But I will say tonight might be the most impressive, the most consequential win of the season. You had a bunch of teams ahead of the Heat, like the Indiana Pacers and the Boston Celtics, losing tonight. You beat a team that's ahead of you in the standings tonight. So you gain a game on the Raptors. You gain a game on a lot of teams. And yes, I know it's only February, right? But with the way this season has been going, like, you have to look at these things and say, how are the Heat positioning themselves? And tonight was a great win for positioning yourselves to go into that second half of the season, especially as you start to see this team get healthier. Goran Dragic came back. Tyler Hero was questionable tonight. Avery Bradley is still out, but you're approaching the All-Star break, and hopefully you get a little bit of a break. The Heat don't have any All-Stars. We talked about that a little bit before. We can talk about it again, but you're going to get a break here. You have a chance to get a little bit healthy. You're playing games where Jimmy Butler tonight only had 34 minutes. Last game he didn't even play the fourth quarter. You're starting to get a little bit of momentum going into the break, getting healthy, and you got to think that these are all really good signs for the Heat. So tonight we brought in two of my favorite people on Twitter, along with my favorite person on Twitter. Bring me out, Brass. We brought in Sandy and Amon from the Dishes and Dime podcast. They are an all female Raptors podcast, so they're gonna kind of break down tonight's game with us. They're not as happy as they should be, but we all know on Hangover Time, win or lose, we have a good time. Ain't that right, Tiff?
That's it.
That's right. So before we get going, I want to find out what everybody's drinking. Sandy and Amon, I don't know if you know that this is the kind of production you can expect on this show, right? We are top of the line, top notch, Brass Jazz. John Cozon is an amazing producer. But before I even get going any further, I'm really excited tonight because, as Tiffany knows, like, we talked about this when we were over at Five Reasons, And I, you know, reached out to her on Twitter and I said, you have amazing opinions, amazing analysis. Would you like to try to do some streaming, do some podcasting? Bring all that knowledge you have on Twitter. Let's put it out in front of people, because I am such a proponent of women of color, especially Black women, you know, having a platform, you know, whether it be a little shitty platform like Hangover Time or a big platform, you know, as we see, you know, in TNT and more ex-WNBA players, you know, Black women reporters. So I'm really excited tonight to have an all Black woman cast, you know, alongside me. Like, this is really important to me. Like, this is really special. And I'm really excited for this. So I also want you guys to talk about what you guys are doing with Dimes and Dishes. But I'm going to start with my right hand, Tiffany Meeks. After a great Heat win tonight, what are you drinking?
I'm back on it, having a little drink tonight. I got a little bit of cranberry and Tito's with a little lime and a little lemon.
Okay. That's it. Keeping it simple. I appreciate it. Aman, what are you drinking tonight?
My tears, but in all honesty, I don't know if y'all can see a little bit of Captain Morgan in here, but tears.
It's we'll February. It's okay. It's okay.
Tears. They're happy tears. We're having a good time, no?
We're having a good time. Yeah, joyful good tears.
Oh.
Solana.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
It's Wednesday.
Oh.
You know, Wednesday's all Black everything.
No, yeah. I'll stick around.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Why is there a theme that I'm not? Your theme that I'm not picking on? Just celebrating with a truly.
Okay. It's a little awkward, but okay. Sandy, what are you drinking tonight?
Some cheap sparkling wine.
Cheap sparkling wine. You don't want to waste the good stuff on a Raptors loss.
Yeah, exactly. You said.
So I guess I'll ask Alana, what are you drinking tonight?
Yeah, you know, I celebrate a win. A little drinking truly tonight. Nothing better than a raspberry lime hard seltzer. And yeah, man. Brass, you don't enjoy it?
You brought the whitest drink you could to the party.
You're on fire. You're on fire, Solana.
Brass, it's awkward. What are you?
I just popped the producer, in because, so like, I felt like, you know, maybe they're, you know, Solana.
Should I leave?
Island of whiteness.
No, I mean, Solana.
No, you're here. You're here. That's fine. Somebody sent you the link. You're here.
We try to be inclusive. I thought we kind of discussed the theme of the show before we started, but. Don't worry, Brass. What are you drinking tonight?
Must miss the pre-show meeting. I didn't realize.
So I made another cocktail tonight. This one, because of our opponent tonight and who we have on the show, I made a Toronto cocktail. Lovely. Rye, Fernet Branca, some bitters, and it's delicious. It's good.
How appropriate, unlike Solana. Anyway. I guess
drinking we'll get Splenda or whatever the fuck he's drinking.
I guess we'll get into it. You missed the whole preamble, Solana, but don't worry about it. We love you anyway. Stick around. We have some basketball questions for you. I'm gonna start with Sandy because I like to go clockwise because I'm OCD. Sandy, as a Raptors fan, what was your biggest takeaway from tonight? Was it just that these two are very evenly matched? I thought it was a really good game. I thought both teams were throwing counter punches. I will say, as a Heat fan, there were a lot of times that I was not worried because I felt like the Raptors were hitting some shots that I wasn't expecting them to continue hitting all night. As from a Raptors fan perspective, what did you see tonight?
Right off the bat, PD shouldn't have been starting in the fourth when Pascal's sitting on the bench. So that right off the bat. I do think that they were evenly matched. And I also, Jimmy's a Raptor killer. So it always happens to us. It was bound to happen. It's a back-to-back. They retired. They really fought last game to try to win it at the end of the game, and I think there was some tired legs. I also think towards the end, when they tried to kind of make a comeback, nobody could rebound. There wasn't a five on the floor. Again, TD was starting over Pascal Siakam. So some of it was lineups that I didn't quite understand going into clutch minutes. But yeah, you know, Miami won. Congrats.
That was like that was the weakest congrats of all time.
That was like, when just, go ahead.
That's like when you see your ex marrying somebody you think is worse than you. Like, congrats, I guess. You want to marry that?
I mean, y'all showed up and all. I guess.
I guess he gave you a ring and shit. Congrats, Tiff. There's a lot of good things to talk about from the Heat tonight. But one thing I want to get your opinion on is Jimmy Butler being bubble Jimmy Butler. You know, I don't know if he just wants to show out on against Kyle Lowry, his homeboy. But he was out here hitting threes. I mean, above the break threes from Jimmy Butler. Right. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, Jimmy was out here tonight. Like, right. He wanted to win this fucking game. Like, what did you see from Jimmy?
Sense of urgency. That's it. Like, he knew they needed to win that game. It's like frustrating to talk about that they needed to win that game tonight. Like, this is where we are in the season, that they needed to win that game. And, you know, he came out and he did what he needed to do. And I get a little nervous when he starts shooting those threes, but but he was in rhythm. And you know what? He had lift. That's the one thing that was missing in the last game. He didn't have any lift in the last game. Tonight, he had plenty of lift on his legs, which means he got some rest. So it was all good.
Iman, you talked about in the pregame, I did the Dishes and Dines pregame with you guys. Some Heat fans were very upset at me. They can kiss my ass. I don't care. We had a good time. But you said before we even started that Jimmy Butler – is a Raptors killer. And like, he came out and he was who you said he was.
Yeah, no, and he did that last year as well. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but there was that one game where it went into overtime. And I think Jimmy scored like literally every basket. Like, the Raptors just got absolutely destroyed in overtime, and it was because of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy's consistently did this. Like I mentioned in the pregame show, there was a game where Jimmy dropped 40 in a half against the Toronto Raptors to win. The Raptors could not beat the Chicago Bulls despite being a top two seed in the East consistently, and the Bulls just being abysmal in Jimmy's last few years there. He has destroyed the Toronto Raptors. I love Jimmy. He's one of my favorite players ever, but I'm not surprised at this game, and I kind of agree with Sandy and what we saw with the Raptors too. It's tired legs. The last five games, they played Milwaukee twice and Philly twice, and they won three out of those four games. So we're seeing tired legs from these guys.
Okay, so here we go with the excuses. No, I'm not. Listen.
I did say pregame. I have my excuses set if the Raptors lose this much.
We do it all the time with these. We do it all the time. Dragic is out.
You have to. That's the only way to make it work for your mental health.
Solana, so Dragic is back. It's kind of like Jimmy's running mate a little bit. And we saw history on January 20th when Kamala Harris became the first Black woman vice president in this country as Joe Biden's running mate. Like, this was not a question for you. I kind of had these questions preset. But I guess how did that make you feel watching Kamala Harris be inaugurated?
Even though you knew she should have been president.
Fact.
Tiff, wanna take this one?
No, I'm good.
No, you got this. You got this.
I'm good.
And anybody else? Anybody? I would be cool to answer like a Goran question.
No, I asked you a Kamala Harris question.
Not Kamala.
Oh no.
Brass, this you?
No, this is you.
We're from Canada.
You take it, Mr. Splenda. Anybody?
All right.
Can you repeat the question?
No.
All right.
I guess we'll move on. I mean, pretty disappointing, Solana. Pretty disappointing. I guess we'll go back to Sandy. So Miami with this win jumps to number 7. Toronto is still number 5. Miami's half a game back. As far as a game in February, how impactful do you think this is? Is it just a random game, or is there momentum either way for either team after tonight?
I do think there is momentum for Miami. I mean, they've struggled quite a bit this season for very valid reasons, of course, right? So being able to beat a Raptors team that is on the upward trajectory and figuring themselves out is really great for Miami. And I think the chemistry is starting to come together for Miami as well. So I think, I mean, yeah, it's a game in February, but I think it's important for Miami to kind of take this as kind of a momentum shift moving forward. It's great for them.
I agree with that, because not only was it a big game against a big Eastern Conference rival, a team that was a game and a half ahead of you, now you dropped it to a half a game. But right. Tiff,
yes,
Goran Dragic came back tonight, and he looked good.
How many minutes did he play? Did he get over 20? Hopefully
21
not.
21 minutes. Okay. 15 points.
Okay. All right. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Because them knees is old as hell.
I said on the pregame show.
He needs to be on a minute restriction the rest of his career.
the rest of his life. He can't even walk to the damn park without taking a break. Sit down.
Come on. What did I say about Goran Dragic's minutes?
Oh, no.
What were you saying about Iggy just taking the next day off every single game? He's like, not even a back-to-back, just the next game. And as I was saying it, I was like, you know, the Heat are like, I was thinking of like Tyler, I was thinking of Duncan, I was thinking of Bam. I'm like, they're young. And then as soon as I said that, I was like, Andre Iguodala, Goran Dragic. I'm like, even Jimmy, I like mentioned Jimmy right away. And I'm like, the Heat are a weird team. You guys are very weirdly assembled, but I do enjoy it. It's just on me. I don't even know what I was saying.
Brash just put you out there. But Tiff, Goran Dragic coming back and scoring, you know, 15 points. And like, I'm gonna do a karate real quick, and I like to call them relief points. Like,
oh, he was great tonight.
He said Tiff.
Wait, who was great tonight?
JC was great tonight.
Who's JC?
John Crotty. Great tonight.
Solana, what are you doing, man?
Out of everybody who performed well tonight, you call out John Crotty?
Unbelievable. So is that one or two strikes?
You're not gonna call out Nunn? What's why are we not talking about Nunn being great tonight?
No, Kendrick was good. Kendrick was good.
But yeah, Crotty was great. Stop. Anyway, Tiff, Goran Dragic, 15 points. Going forward, what is that? You know, you're talking about building momentum. Goran Dragic being able to come back. You're talking about going into a break soon, this All-Star break, and you're talking about Tyler Hero coming back and maybe Avery Bradley. We talked ad nauseum about the fact that this Heat team does not have enough. Right. Do they? Is your opinion changing of them after seeing Goran tonight, or
no.
Do you still kind of feel the same?
No. Listen, this is one game where he didn't look old as hell. I need to see less minutes. I also need to see that balance between him and Kendrick. If this is how this is going to work, like, there has to be less, you know, less Goran minutes, more Nunn minutes. And that'll hold him out into the playoffs. But it's too soon to say, "Oh, we back." No.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, Amon, just because our YouTube comments are always complaining about the fact that we don't talk about the opponent enough, right? So we brought you guys on to talk about the opponent. Like, is this game a big blow for you guys, or do you or you're just like, no, this is another game in February. We're prodding along. The Raptors are still in, you know, have the same momentum they had before tonight.
Yeah, no, this game is just a game of February. If you would ask me this 2 weeks ago in early February, I wouldn't have said that every game and every win mattered. But coming off of two wins against the Milwaukee Bucks and splitting the game against Philly, where the last one they came back, they had a comeback and, like, you know, made it close towards the end. I think Raptor fans have kind of had their exhale moment that I think Heat fans are in the process of having currently. Like, I think you guys are in that moment right now, and that was a week or two ago for the Raptors. So I kind of think at this point you found your groove. You started off 2-8, and you're 500 right now, or a game, I think, below right now. And that's okay. Like, you climbed your way back. You fought your way back. And right now I think the Raptors are kind of cruising. This was, like I said, a game that you could just look in the schedule and see a loss coming. It kind of made sense. Second night of a back-to-back after being in a dogfight with Philly last night. So it's just not that big of a deal to Toronto, I don't think.
Solana, speaking of the Raptors, and speaking of announcers, first of all, we want to kind of touch on the fact that John Crotty has this thing about the situation. Brash, you got that?
They call it a butter situation.
Everything that Crotty talks about, Brass, is a situation. He today they were in the penalty, and he's called it a side out of bounds situation. It's a butter situation. It's a dribble penetration situation. But speaking of announcers, there was a big controversy.
That's the only time I want Crotty to talk about penetration, by the way. Just...
Oh, no.
You were talking about how much you like Crotty tonight. There's a situation with a Raptors announcer that called Dwight Howard a thug. And there's a lot of racist coded language in the word thug. Solana, what do you think about that? Oh, right here. Here's a tweet right here, Solana.
Are we sure he tweeted that?
Ducks, yes, he did. Was he not? There's not good people on both sides, Solana. He says, man. I'll just say it. Put that. Dwight Howard's more a thug than a basketball player right now. Salada, what do you think about that tweet, and how did that affect you?
Tiff, you want to handle this one?
Hmm?
Tiff?
Huh?
This one? I mean, I have some Mo Harkless takes. I came prepared with
those. No, we asked you about the Dwight Howard thug tweet.
God.
What? Why are you so uncomfortable?
No, I can't do that anymore. No, that's a terrible thing to tweet. That is a terrible tweet. Come on. That is not a good thing to tweet. I do not condone that at all. In no way do I condone that.
Okay.
He did issue an apology, by the way. I just want to throw that out there, just in all fairness. All
right, so Doug Smith says, having heard from one woman...
That was the White House.
Having heard from one woman, I respect greatly.
Sorry, I can't.
Having heard from one woman, I respect greatly, and whose opinions I hold dearly. I deleted an early tweet and apologized for using a word I shouldn't, even if it was advertent. I should have said, who knows, bully. Oh, wow. Unfollow if you think I meant. Oh, he out here just like, yo, fuck you. You thought I meant this.
Oh, yeah. He told us to go fuck
him. Oh, yeah. He told us to unfollow him. He's
doubling
down on it.
He said unfollow. I said what I said.
You wrote right? That's it.
I said what I said. But there's one woman who I respect.
Who's the one woman? Who do we think the one woman is?
Definitely a white woman.
Where does she work?
I don't know if I should mention that.
Where y'all think she worked? The one woman who he agreed with.
Probably Kamala Harris.
Iman. No.
But Iman, I know you.
I'm pulling a Salama on this one.
Iman, I know you had strong opinions on that one. How do you? First of all, who is this guy? Is he one of your announcers?
No. So
explain the whole situation.
Yeah. Who is he?
So he writes for the Toronto Star, which is the biggest newspaper publication. He's been covering the Raptors for since I think, the start, at least over 20 years. Not the first day, but I'm pretty sure he's been there since the first day. He is probably the most well-known, or at least the longest guy covering the team. So he's the beat writer for the Toronto Star. He has a blog on them. He's been covering it for forever. Everybody knows who Doug Smith is here. And yeah, a terrible tweet, and the fact that he doubled down on it and everything about it is just awful. I mean, Sandy and I have both been going on crazy just about how ridiculous it is, but that's who he is. And yeah, I don't know who the one woman is, but that tweet had 900 quote tweets of very angry people telling him exactly why what he said was wrong. And the fact that you can be covering the NBA and not understand coded language. We literally, the NBA had a scandal about this just a year ago. So there's no way that you can feign ignorance. And I don't think that you can be covering a league of predominantly black players and not understand how important language is. You can't be a writer and not understand how important language is. Right. And you cannot be covering predominantly black players and not take any of this into account and just completely ignore the world around you. What he said was ridiculous. His response to the tweets were ridiculous, and his apology, I think, fell flat as well.
Well, he did talk to one woman, which
That one woman. She was probably in the kitchen making those grits.
It's like, I have a female friend.
You want sugar on these, baby? And by the way, you can't just be calling them thugs.
Why did you discuss a woman as well? Was that supposed to be a thing? Like, that's
what he ever said.
White woman? But I've heard different.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
History Month
too.
Black History Month. He told you fuck that Black History Month. you wanna know what you could do with that? I'm about to tell you.
Anyway, I talked to one woman.
And she told me.
I love that I talked to one woman. I never saw the apology.
I'm gonna say that for everything.
I talked to one woman.
I'm gonna say, Miss Meeks, you're late. Oh, but you know what one woman told me?
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
All right, back to the game. Sandy, before the game on your pregame show, I was talking about how shook I was that OG Anunoby was going to be guarding Bam Adebayo. And he did not. Bam played a good game. 19-12-4, only one turnover, 7-for-11 from the field. Like, he played a good game, but man, OG is still a tough matchup for him. I don't care how well he played. And then it felt like at one point he started to take it personally and started to get more aggressive. But that is I love watching those two guys battle down there. I think it's a really fun matchup.
Yeah. No, it really is. Like, that's the thing with OG. If we can get our team to the level it should be, like, I don't think we're a sub 500 team, especially with somebody like OG playing. And when we're playing small, the team is great. OG has the potential to be first all defense. And hopefully he's able to meet that potential, because he's fantastic. He's fantastic.
I do like his game. Amon, when we talk about this matchup, because this could be a potential playoff matchup, if things align. And honestly, I think a lot of Heat and Raptors fans wanted this last year. Wait, you did not want this last year? You don't want to see Jimmy in any kind of clutch situation. Is that what it is?
I don't want to see Jimmy. For me, it's about Jimmy Butler. I don't want to see Jimmy in the playoffs. I'm going to be straight up. One person I don't want to see in the playoffs in the East. Bring on Chris Middleton, to be honest. We did that.
Yeah, Jimmy can stay where he's at. I'm good.
Bro, I recognize that the Raptors don't stand a chance against the Sixers, but I watch those games. Bane's bullied Embiid a little bit, and I don't care about Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris. We watch that. Like I said, listen, we treated Simmons like he was what?
Don't be afraid of no Sixers.
I'm not scared. I think the East has a lot of fraud. Jimmy scares me. He's the one person in the Eastern Conference as a Raptor fan that scares me. I'll just say it. Jimmy is not their new LeBron. Jimmy is our old LeBron. Jimmy was LeBron before LeBron was LeBron to Toronto. Like, I don't Jimmy has a son. His name is DeMar DeRozan. I will say, like, Jimmy does not eat against the Raptors. There's not been a game. Bulls fans know.
And I think he's mad that we might have taken a ring from him. So
he's out for revenge.
Yeah. I mean, you guys made the finals last year, so he needs to chill. It's enough. Like, I've had enough of Jimmy.
So, Solana, Jimmy is like kind of the thing that neutralizes the Raptors. Right. And we talk about the vaccine rollout and how it disproportionately affects Black and Brown communities. Do you have any thoughts on that? And how do we fix that situation? And kind of like Black and Brown people's, almost afraid, or not afraid, or just kind of wary of the vaccine because of things like the Tuskegee experiment and things of that nature, like American history that has proven that the healthcare system does not, 100%, treat Black and Brown people fairly.
Actually, Alf, I would agree with that 100%. And I think it's unfair for me to answer that question. I don't think I should be speaking for Black or Brown people. And I don't disagree with anything you said. And I would like to talk basketball.
Anyway. So now, Brass, we have a that was a decent answer, Solana. Thank you. We have a game
Stay in your lane, Solana. That's good.
I thought he did okay on that one.
It's good. It's good.
I thought he did okay instead of asking Tiffany to bail him out. Someone said hand clap for Alex. Good job, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
It's been 30 minutes of nonstop. I mean,
it's brutal.
Brass, you have a game for Sandy and Amon. So
we sure do. We're gonna play this one. We're gonna play Who's That Heedle?
Who's that?
Any guesses? Any guesses?
Wait, I was looking for I thought we were gonna pick like obscure Heat guys and I was gonna see their faces. I have to guess by the silhouette.
By the silhouette.
Yeah.
Is it a current Heat?
Yes.
Bam.
It again.
Who's that Vito?
Come on.
It's Bam.
Not that difficult. Do you give up?
It's Bam.
Is that Rick and Morty here?
Okay. Oh, that's not it.
Is that you?
Gabe Vincent.
Oh, the bane of our existence, Gabe Vincent.
I never would
say make them guess even that. when they could see the picture of Gabe.
Come Vincent. Out, no, okay. No, but like Gabe Vincent was the bane of my existence tonight. Also, hair was different. How was I supposed to guess that? I was thinking about tonight's game.
That's okay. We got another for you. So here's another one. So study this picture.
Who's that Vito?
Any guesses?
Stanley Johnson. That's a Raptor.
That
is Stanley Johnson.
All right, Sandy, you got a question.
It's a current Heat player.
It's a current Heat player. Sandy, you got any
current
ideas?
Current Heat player?
Mm-hmm.
That's Stanley Johnson.
You give up?
Because you whisper it.
Know. Okay, here we go.
Still guess. Let them still guess.
Yo, that is fucking hilarious.
I didn't see the face there. I saw a woman and a hug.
Well,
I didn't
then you should know.
I just
because that's his most iconic moment as a Heat player.
What? Can we play it again?
It's Chris Silva.
Who?
Chris.
See, exactly. Who?
Okay, we got one more for you. One more for you. Here we go.
Okay.
Is that Bam? That looks like Rick and Morty hair.
That kind of looks like that. Is that not
Bam? That was an offensive silhouette.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
One more time, Bryce.
Does here, does?
We'll do that one more time. One more time. I'll give you one more.
Who's that Vito?
It's not.
I see why Solana
has
duck
that hair. That's a white person.
Okay.
It's also white with the gesture.
It's not Duncan. Max Strus.
Alex.
Nah, sorry.
Max Strus.
They like. Okay. They don't know who that is.
Oh my God. That's 0-3. That's 0-3. That's not great.
I'm sorry.
But in fairness, I will do one for the Heat fans here. So here, I'm just gonna give you one. Let's see if we can outdo this.
Who's that Raptor?
That Ben. Why do you guys wait? Is that not the tweet?
Why?
Do we have guesses?
I'm done for tonight.
Ow, Tiff.
Any of my perfect line are gone.
China Black.
Alex.
China.
Alex?
Nope.
Alex pulled that. Tiffany, you gotta guess that one. Wait, one more time, Brian.
Who's that Raptor?
Put a championship ring on his finger. They'll catch it.
Ooh.
Then I might know who it is.
Ooh, look like loudly to me.
You know it.
Beautiful.
Recognize that ass anywhere.
Boom. Right,
thanks for playing.
Boom. Everybody. Like two hey, Christmas that hams.
Good. That was good.
That was fantastic. That was projection.
God.
I told you guys you'd have a good time on this win or lose.
That was hilarious. Oh my God.
That Max Juice picture was not right though.
Looked a little Sound of Music to me.
Yeah. It was. He looked like he was. His other arm had a tiki torch in it. Yeah, tactical gear running up on the Capitol building.
Oh no!
Okay, so.
Oh my god! I was not ready.
That was John Crotty calling the cops on people having a barbecue in his local park. John Crotty said, "We have a barbecue situation." Can we make fun of the Celtics?
Always,
yes. Please.
Like,
they look real bad.
They look real, real bad. Tonight,
kind of. Kemba looks bad, and I feel bad. He looks. Why he so looks. Bad? Cause he, you know what? He's a good dude, and he looks broken.
He's a little guy.
He's but he's broken.
So tonight, they with tonight's loss, they dropped out of the playoff picture.
Well, they could stay out.
Eight and three start.
But that was without Kemba.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Look at what the Jays shot tonight. I mean, I literally pulled it up and I was like, oh, Jaylen Brown only shot, oh, like it was, what was it, like 6 of 16 or something? And I'm like, oh, he literally, like, look at what Jason did. I just, like, put that down and I was like, okay.
Two all-stars, though.
I'm just struggling.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I want to talk about.
Return
These some bitches got two all-stars.
Yeah.
Two all-stars.
Return both.
That's disgusting.
I mean, people talk about Bam didn't deserve it because of Heat's record. They have the same record as the Heat.
And Alf, I was if I may sneak in one basketball thing. Today.
Oh yeah, we're at 40 minutes.
Go ahead, Solana.
Thank you, Solana, for being such a good sport, man. Like,
yes,
you've been an excellent sport throughout this whole thing. But go ahead, give your Celtics take.
I was gonna say, I feel like the bit can end when we're all gonna shit on the Celtics, right? Because I refuse to do any Brad Stevens praise. So that's it. The bit is over. I was saying this today on 7-9 of the Ticket. If anything, the Celtics have underachieved more than the Heat. The Celtics haven't had their best player miss 10 games in a row. The Celtics, I understand Kemba's coming off an injury. I understand. They have dealt with some health and safety protocols, the coronavirus. Every team has, but the Heat, their best player, missed 10 straight games. They've been impacted arguably more than almost any team in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And they went through a prolonged stretch without, you know, a lot of core pieces. The Celtics haven't had to overcome that. And I get it. They've gone through their challenges as well, but they've, for the most part, been intact, that core. They've looked really bad. People are calling for the coach to be fired. Brad Stevens, who last year people were claiming
was the best coach
ever. And I really think they've underachieved more than arguably any team in the NBA. I may, you know, Sandy, Amon, Tiff, like, you guys can correct me on that. But considering the young core everybody talks about, the three best young pieces in the NBA, every year, Jason Tatum's taking the next step. He's the next LeBron. Maybe nobody's ever said that, but you get what I'm saying. Like, people hype this team up to be something that they just haven't proven they're actually going to be. And I'm just sick and tired of the Celtics getting praised, them getting two All-Stars. And Tatum probably deserves it, but the Heat are just as deserving. And they've really dealt with this pandemic more than, again, arguably any other team. I really think it was a slap in the face to put two Celtics in and not put Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo, at least one of them, when those two guys proved last year in the bubble they are top 10 to 15 players in the NBA.
Well, Sandy, Amon, we're talking about the fact that the Celtics are out of the playoffs. The Raptors, even with losing tonight, are still a fifth seed, and there's no Raptor All-Stars either.
I think Raptor fans kind of feel a lot of the same way. And I think for Raptor fans, like I was saying, I think that the fact that Kyle was hurt and out really did hurt their chances of having someone make it, because coaches always like to give a guy who's already been there. There's sort of legacy votes that go out, as opposed to someone like Fred VanVleet, who truly deserves it for the Raptors. If you're going to ask who the Raptors All-Star has been consistently from beginning to end to this point of the season, it has been Fred VanVleet. I just think when a team is struggling, comes out the gate 2-8, despite the fact that they are the fifth seed right now and have a better record than Celtics, it's hard for coaches to give it to a first-time guy in that moment. So I think for that reason, the Raptors don't have anybody. And I think same thing that we were talking about with the Heat. I think the way that they started, it just so happens that the Celtics started out hot and have been terrible since. But that hot start for Jason and Jaylen is the reason why they're there. And they shouldn't have to. There's no way that you should be under 500 and have to. You shouldn't be out of the playoffs and have to. Also, get Vooch out of there while we're talking about it. And, like, let's just change this. This is nonsense.
Like, Sabonis has been robbed. Like, why is he – why is Vooch in the prison? That doesn't make sense.
It's the Vooch thing to Celtics. The Orlando Magic are 13-19.
They've been bad.
And you gave
injuries have like plagued that team. They've been hit the worst. Like everyone tears their ACL apparently in Orlando, but still.
And the same, but I mean, the Heat have been plagued with injuries, COVID protocols, and you're going to reward the center of, you know, the looter and the riot basically on Orlando Magic, Vooch, who has never led to winning in his entire career. Like somebody was trying to tell me that Vooch has led them to the playoffs all these years and a bunch of first round exits. And like, I mean, not even competitive first round exits.
Right.
That's why it doesn't make sense to me that Vooch got in, because like you were saying, Iman, Van Vliet performed in the NBA finals last year, performed in the NBA playoffs this year, while Kyle Lowry's been out. Like, he has been consistent. I get Vooch is having a good year. He is. Like, he probably is an all-star. But, bro, this is the all-star game. Like, Vucevic, nobody cares about him. Nobody knows who he is. Van Vliet deserves to be there. Jimmy or Bam deserve to be there. Like, those are all-star players. Those they carry a certain cachet with them.
Well, yeah. Tiff, somebody said because of the short offseason and because of the truncated first half of the season – because this is only 30-something games when they started voting, that the bubble should have been taken into account.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with that. And if you're going to take the bubble into account, how do you put LaVine in there, who has a negative net rating for his team? Like, the Bulls are worse when LaVine's on the court. Right. Like, you know, Vooch.
I mean, there's also – I mean, if you want to look at, like – because you can't really dispute fan voting. Fans are going to vote for whoever they want, and that's pretty much what that's going to be. So you can never dispute that, because that's just what it is.
They also probably got, like, the fans typically vote in the best players because they have the largest audience. Right.
I will say this about the fan voting. People say Jimmy didn't play enough games. He played one less game than Durant.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Fans are going to vote for who they want. I mean,
it's Durant, though.
This is how Jimmy's
averaging damn near triple double over the last. I also think
fans should vote on an all antibody team. Who would be on that? Jimmy would make that fucking team.
I love Jimmy, but it's Durant. I mean. Oh,
wow. I get it. I've never had a problem with the fan vote because this whole fucking thing is stupid anyway.
Right. So that's, you can never dispute that, because that's going to be, because those are the people that, you know, traditionally they pay the money. So this is the one thing that they really have control of throughout the season is who they want to see start the All-Star game. So, I mean, traditionally, I don't even watch it. So I don't really, it's not my thing. I don't watch it. I don't really care. But I do think there is something interesting about who the coaches decided to pick, just because there looks to be a little bit of bias if you really look at who they picked. Like, they don't like y'all. They don't like the Heat. No, you laughing, but I'm like keeping the 100. Yeah. If you really...
I'll say they've liked the Raptors in the past. I think if Kyle stayed, he would be on. They've given the Raptors a...
Kyle, I don't know. Like, I feel like...
I honestly think after this whole bubble and all of this and that, you can look and see with all the comments that come out that unnamed coach... unnamed this. No, they picked who they liked. They picked these underdogs that never got there. Because here's the other thing. Guess what? We want to get some fresh blood in here because we need eyes on this TV. Like you got it. Like there's so many different things that go into that. Like I didn't vote for Bam or Jimmy. I don't want them there. Stay home, rest.
That's a question I have for the Raptors fans. Do you want them going
right? Because
going to that super spreader event,
right?
Because I want to call Kyle a 7-time All-Star. That's all I want in life, and or an 8-time in next year. But like I don't want them there. Just like get the accolade and then sit your butt at home. Like say you hurt your wrist golfing or something.
Yeah, they don't need to be there.
They don't.
I foresee problems that next week and a half after the All-Star game.
Like,
I foresee big problems.
The audacity to be like, oh, don't go to events. In Atlanta?
Right, right, Atlanta? Right. Because I would definitely be in my car just like, oh, it's a party over there?
That all antibody team is going to grow. Like,
right.
I might not make it next time.
It's actually insulting that you can look at that, like,
and they black, so they didn't get the vaccine. They better stay at home.
Solana?
That's true.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.